The Grape Fight. Once upon a time, there were four friends. One friend was from Anatolia, one from Saudi Arabia, one from Greece, and one from Iran. They sat under a mango tree and talked about what they were going to do that afternoon. A wealthy old man walked by and smiled at the four friends. Out of his purse, he took out a gold coin. "Buy whatever you like with this money," the old man said. "Such good friends should have an easy time choosing." And with that, he handed the friends the coin. The four friends cheered at their good luck. Behrouz, the Iranian friend, cheered. "I'm going to buy anger with it."
"You fool,"
Hassan, the Arabian friend, said. "I don't like anger. I want inab." Aziz, the one from Anatolia, didn't like either of those ideas.
"I don't want anger or inab. I'm going to use the money to buy uzum."
"Stop this foolishness." Alexander, the Greek friend. "I will buy astafil with this money." The four friends started arguing, with everyone talking all at once. Each person was yelling about what they wanted. Each person tried to shout louder than the others. No one wanted to compromise. Each boy insisted that the money should buy what they wanted. It was not long before everyone's feelings were hurt, and it seemed like there would be no solution. They were making a terrible scene. The people hurrying past had told them to stop fighting, but the friends wouldn't listen. Then, a sage man wandered by.
"What is going on here?"
the sage demanded.
"A rich old man gave us this coin," Behrouz explained. "I want to buy anger."
"No, we are going to buy inab," Hassan interrupted.
"No way, I say uzum," shouted Aziz.
"None of those. We are going to buy astafil with the money," insisted Alexander.
They all started to argue again.
"No way, I say uzum," shouted Aziz.
The sage immediately understood what was happening.
"Silly children, you are all speaking in different languages, but you are saying the same thing."
The man laughed.
"What?"
the four friends asked, bewildered.
"I will get you each what you want with that coin," the sage said. "It's like magic. If you honestly trust me, I will make your gold coin become four, and then the four at odds will become one, united."
"How will you do that?" the friends questioned.
"Just give me the coin, and I will get what you want."
The four friends handed over the coin, curious to see what he would do next. The man went into the store and came out with four bunches of grapes. The four friends cheered. Each had gotten exactly what they wanted. They realized they were so obsessed with what they wanted for themselves that instead of listening to each other and asking questions, they argued in vain.